Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Stop in today to test drive and buy your next new or used vehicle at Baraboo's Don Larson Ford Superstore or Don Larson GM Superstore. Don Larson now offers two convenient locations on County Highway BD and South Boulevard in Baraboo. Not ready to buy? They service all makes and models in both of their service departments. Your next vehicle is waiting for you at Don Larson GM Superstore or Don Larson Ford Superstore, Baraboo. Shop them 24/7 at DonLarson.com and DonLarsonFord.com.
Look at you, having it together. You've got a car.
Love driving in my car.
You have a house.
Going in my house.
Now get your car and house insured together with a State Farm agent. A local agent can help you customize your coverage and save when you bundle your home and auto insurance.
Don't wait. See Chris Stanton today, your local agent in Baraboo.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer availability, amount of discount savings, and eligibility may vary.
There's no way around it. Buying or selling your home can be a complicated process. Hi, I'm Mike Wye with Weikert Realtors Great Day Group. I've been licensed in real estate since 1997 and have decades of business experience to help guide you through those complications. Connect you with all the licensed professionals to make the process go smoothly and make sure you are making the right decisions surrounding your investment. Most likely one of the most important decisions of your life. So let me help you simplify the process. When you are ready to buy or sell, reach out to me at 608-393-9372.
Hungry for a deal that will make your taste buds dance? Swing by Pizza Ranch in Baraboo. This month, grab a large specialty pizza for just $12.99 or two medium pizzas for $22. Got little ranch hands? Kids eat free on Tuesday nights. And don't forget, Thursday is wing night. Saucy, spicy, and oh so delicious. Find Pizza Ranch at 916 Gateway Drive in Baraboo or give them a call at 608-448-2215. That's Pizza Ranch, where every bite is a home run.
Hi, this is Craig from the Baraboo Fresh Market. We are a proud sponsor of Thunderbird Sports. Stop in before or after the game. We're open 7 days a week, 4 a.m. to midnight. Baraboo Fresh Market has groceries, a wide variety of frozen items, and freshly prepared deli products such as meals and sandwiches to make your dinners quick and easy. Enjoy curry fusion foods available daily, 2 p.m. to 8 p.m., and the fish fries are on Friday, 11 to 6. Baraboo Fresh Market, 935 8th Street, Baraboo.
Look at you, having it together. You've got a car.
Love driving in my car.
You have a house.
Going in my house.
Now get your car and house insured together with a State Farm agent. A local agent can help you customize your coverage and save when you bundle your home and auto insurance.
Don't wait. See Chris Stanton today, your local agent in Baraboo.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer availability, amount of discount savings, and eligibility may vary.
Welcome back to Baraboo High School, where we are at halftime. Your halftime score, La Crosse Logan, 37. Baraboo 0. The hosts having a tough evening here. I am Ben Bromley, voice of the Baraboo Thunderbirds, joined by Forever Thunderbird, Brandon Wegner. Brandon, as we get set for the second half, T-Birds will be receiving. You'd imagine they just need something to build on here.
It's senior night, and you do need a few positives to end senior night, your last home game. Senior night is very special, obviously. Ranks right up there, just a smidge below your last homecoming.
Sure.
Because of the pomp and circumstance of homecoming, but to have you walk out on the field, be introduced with your parents before the game, and just the last time that you'll ever play on this field is special. I recall I was lucky enough my senior year we were 0-7 coming into our last two games. Our eighth game would have been at home against the Dells, and we won. And it's just, and it made for, you know, we ended the year 2-7, won our last two, even though we had a lousy year. You just carry those wins with you forever. It would mean a lot for these seniors if they could rally, really have a nice second half, have some big plays, you know, for scores.
Right.
And just take something with them on their last game on this field that so many of them have worked so hard for, you know, 3, 4, 6, 7 years in the program, you know.
A couple more score updates to pass along. A surprising development. Holman trails La Crosse Central 20-6 with just a few seconds remaining in the first half. And let's see, Sauk Prairie leads Stoughton 7-0 at the half.
I have a halftime score from Reedsburg. It's Reedsburg 14, Sparta 10.
Very good. And here again, our score is La Crosse Logan 37, Baraboo 0. The Rangers have victimized the Thunderbird defense with the big play, Maxim Roberts. And then we saw Stanton as well in the receiving game and with a pick six interception return. He's been a busy guy. They've struck quickly to put these 37 points up here in the first half. We'll get you set for the second half after this final break on 99.7 Max FM.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
There's no way around it. Buying or selling your home can be a complicated process. Hi, I'm Mike Wye with Weikert Realtors Great Day Group. I've been licensed in real estate since 1997 and have decades of business experience to help guide you through those complications. Connect you with all the licensed professionals to make the process go smoothly and make sure you are making the right decisions surrounding your investment. Most likely one of the most important decisions of your life. So let me help you simplify the process. When you are ready to buy or sell, reach out to me at 608-393-9372.
Stop in today to test drive and buy your next new or used vehicle at Baraboo's Don Larson Ford Superstore or Don Larson GM Superstore. Don Larson now offers two convenient locations on County Highway BD and South Boulevard in Baraboo. Not ready to buy? They service all makes and models in both of their service departments. Your next vehicle is waiting for you at Don Larson GM Superstore or Don Larson Ford Superstore, Baraboo. Shop them 24/7 at donlarson.com and donlarsonford.com.
Hi, this is Craig from the Baraboo Fresh Market. We're a proud sponsor of Thunderbird Sports. Stop in before or after the game. We're open 7 days a week, 4 a.m. to midnight. Baraboo Fresh Market has groceries, a wide variety of frozen items, and freshly prepared deli products such as meals and sandwiches to make your dinners quick and easy. Enjoy curry fusion foods available daily, 2 p.m. to 8 p.m., and the fish fries are on Friday, 11 to 6. Baraboo Fresh Market, 935 8th Street, Baraboo.
Welcome back to Flambeau Field at Beryl Newman Stadium at Baraboo High School, where the Thunderbirds trail their visitors, the La Crosse Logan Rangers, by 37 at the half. Both teams are back on the field. It is senior night here at Baraboo High School, and on top of that, they've got a nice contingent of youth T-Bird players who are out there in the end zone greeting the T-Birds.
That's a key, Ben. That's key, Ben. You know, you talked earlier about, we talked about this quarterback gap. You know, why do we, when we are getting beaten soundly and we bring in the JV, so to speak, we're bringing in a freshman, and you kind of go, well, where's your sophomore or where's your junior? And you talked about how two of those kids dropped out last year. And again, if you want to rebuild your program, you just need to keep those kids active, involved. We don't know those circumstances, but we do know the team. Look, you know, you look at the team, the numbers, they look down this year, and you just kind of wonder why, you know, why can't we keep those kids or the majority of those kids involved is in that program the whole time.
That's the key, right? Like I spoke with one of the assistant coaches, Will Pemberton, this week, and he mentioned how the freshman class this year, they've got a good group, you know, 20-ish, yep. And then the eighth graders apparently are the same. That's what you kind of need, is a couple of strong, not only strong classes in terms of good athletes, but yep, in terms of numbers, right? And you need, yep, a couple of them packed together to have enough players to make something happen, and you just hope you can get them to stick with it all the way through the varsity level.
Usually, you know, we only do the home games for the radio, and most of the time the visitors, you know, they're not bringing their whole team with them. They're kind of bringing a road crew, and a lot of times they will have more or just equal the amount of players on the road that Baraboo brings for all of us getting suited up at home. So that is something with the program. You want to see those kids get involved early, you know, early with tackle football, so you're not several years behind the other communities, and then keep them involved as they grow and grow up through the program. You know, I was talking with Ryan Jones, who's a father of a younger child on the JV team, and, you know, They were able to come out and beat Logan yesterday 40-6.
Nice.
So, you know, you're hoping that there's some promising kids that are not only in that system, but the big thing is they stay involved and they, you know, contribute at the varsity level without dropping out like we've seen a few of these players do.
Well, the officials are on the field. They're ready to roll. Clock is ticking down under a minute to go here and to start the second half. Now, with this being a 37-point margin, we are looking at a running clock situation, at least until the Thunderbirds score. Baraboo will be receiving the second half kickoff. Ethan Huseman's going to be back deep. And of course, we saw him work some magic a week ago. He put the only touchdown on the board for the Thunderbirds with a 80-yard kickoff return.
This is a long halftime.
It certainly is.
And I'm not exactly sure what happened. Lacrosse Logan was in their locker room for an extended period
of
time.
Is it Logan's homecoming or something?
I don't exactly.
They have to introduce the court somewhere?
I don't know what. not sure what they were doing. Celebrating. Maybe they're celebrating too early and Bear was going to storm
back. There you
back. Go.
Yeah.
Too confident.
The Rangers are looking to improve to 6-2 overall, 4-2 in the Mississippi Valley Conference. A year ago, thanks to their playoff run, they went 10-3 overall. They had gone 5-2 in the Mississippi Valley. That was good for a first-place tie. And the Rangers rolled all the way to the state semifinal before falling one step short of state.
I did not know that they lost in the state semifinal. I know you brought that up earlier tonight, but I had no idea coming into the night they were one game from state. They have a fair amount of balance. You know, they're going to return quite a few juniors on their team.
The ball is teed up at the 40-yard line, getting ready to kick it away. That's number 19 for the Rangers. I think I keep thinking it's 14. Oops, the whole time it's been 19. Charlie Zellner. Kickoff is, once again, a squib kick. It's fielded at about the 40. Thought about going down with it. Decided to pick it up. And picked up a couple of yards in the process at about the 42. And who was that? I didn't quite make that out.
Malachi Dyer, I believe, is the one who picked that ball up and ran. Number 15 for the T-Birds.
T-Birds looking to get their first points of the night. They started the second half with the football. See if they can go on the march here to open the half. Ben Bromley and Brandon Wagner with you here on 99.7 Max FM, as well as on the Civic Media app. Or if you've got an aunt watching on the internet at max.fm. This is Huseman taking a direct snap. Working right, finding a lot of traffic. He got about to the original line of scrimmage.
Yeah, you know, he went all the way out on the short side of the field and just kind of got strung out there too much along the sideline and got pushed right out only after a 1 yard gain. When you're going to run that play, usually you want to run that to the more roomy side of the field, as they say.
Now Poker is checked back in. He's in the huddle. Update with the Sauk Prairie game. The Eagles lead the Stoughton Vikings 7-0 at half, but their starting quarterback is out with an injury. Four receivers to the left. I smell a screen. Poker in the shotgun. There's the screen.
Right.
He throws it. Actually, that's just from Huseman to Poker. Poker with his first reception that I can recall of the season. He's out near midfield. Pick up of about eight.
That's going to be a holding on number 3, Gabriel Arnold. It was
rats.
Right in front of this referee who's doing everything he can tonight to throw dirty laundry on the field, except for when we need him to, but I digress. But that was an obvious hold by Gabe Arnold on the
and it's going to be a spot foul. Let's see where they put it here. But
linebacker.
That was a little bit of a wrinkle with Huseman, the fullback, taking the direct snap, throwing it to the quarterback. They got it complete, but unfortunately they're heading in the wrong direction. They got second and about, looks like 19 or 20, back at the Baraboo 34. Poker's in the shotgun. He's got three receivers to the left, two to the right. He's got the shotgun snap. He's back to pass, looking to throw. Fires over the middle, and that's intercepted in Baraboo territory.
Interception, Rangers. Let's
see who came away with the football
there. Came up with that, number 28.
Will Howard with the interception at about the 48-yard line.
That probably made his whole night. Will Howard's a sophomore. I bet he's a JV-er. It looks like Logan already has some of its JV squad in and made a nice diving interception. Poker kind of threw that across the middle of the field. Close, but not too close to our receiver, unfortunately. There was a receiver in the vicinity, but
So the Rangers hardly need any help. They've racked up 37 points already. They start this drive in Thunderbird territory. Check with an inside handoff. That's number three. Jackson Bosch on the carry.
Yeah, we got some new offensive, and defensive players in for Logan now. Obviously, if you're listening from home, we are on a running clock. Once you get up by 35 points, you're on a running clock. And so Logan, 8.5 to go in the third, and the clock will run.
Bosch came in with 9 carries on the year for 20 yards.
And he's a senior, so it's nice for him to get a little bit of work late in the year.
We still have the starting quarterback, Check, in. He takes a shotgun snap, inside handoff. That's Bosch again. This time he's barreling forward for a first down to the Thunderbird 35.
Nice tackle by Evan Ramos.
First down, Logan, on a carry by number 3, Jackson Bosch.
First and 10 coming up for the Rangers. They're looking to build on a big lead here in the third quarter.
The attendance on the visitor's side tonight is just the moms and dads.
I think so.
And it's a light lacrosse contingency of about 60 people.
Thomas Check hands off again. That's a nice gain on first down. He got about 6 between the tackles. That was Bosch once again. He's going to get a workout here in the third quarter.
Yeah,
that's what you want when you've been waiting.
I was going to say, that is what you want. Give me the ball. I'm a senior. This is my chance. You never know. I mean, depending on who Logan plays next week, if it's competitive, doesn't look like Bosch would probably see much action. And lacrosse, Logan's going to make the playoffs.
Yes.
And you know he won't see much action if he doesn't start in the playoffs.
Logan hosts Holman next week.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a huge game.
Bosch gets this one. He tries to sneak that just inside. Left tackle.
Yeah.
Short gain. It'll be a third and short. But, yeah, it'll be a big one for the Rangers, hosting who we imagine might be undefeated. Holman currently trailing at the half to lacrosse Central. Third and 2 for the Rangers. They are at the Baraboo 28. They deploy one receiver to the left, one to the right. Check is in the pistol next to Bosch. Takes the shotgun snap, hands to Bosch. Bosch is in between the tackles for a first down and more. Breaking a tackle, rolling to the 5, to the goal line, and he is in for a touchdown. Jackson Bosch with his first touchdown of the season. That's a 27-yard touchdown run.
Nothing fancy, just a dive right off the tackle, just kind of overpowered Baraboo, and we broke a tackle, and all the way he went. Broken tackles, that is a theme.
Logan 33, Baraboo 0 as we await the extra point. Mel has been perfect on the extra points. The Rangers went with 2-point conversions after the first 2 scores, but since then they've been kicking it. It looks like Check is out there. They must be going for 2 again. I misstated the score. It's 43.
Yeah, I was going to let it go.
43, zip.
We don't major on those minors.
Check is actually the holder, and that kick is
the kick. You can take that, can you? No, it's just
blocked.
The NFL.
Yeah. The extra point attempt is blocked.
Someone may have gotten a hand on it.
Extra point is blocked.
That's what I thought, but he keeps telling me to stop. Yeah, his belt is stops here on the extra point.
So updated score, it's Logan 43, Baraboo 0. We'll be back with the kickoff after this on 99.7 Max FM.
Hungry for a deal that will make your taste buds dance? Swing by Pizza Ranch in Baraboo. This month, grab a large specialty pizza for just $12.99 or 2 medium pizzas for $22. Got little ranch hands? Kids eat free on Tuesday nights. And don't forget, Thursday is wing night. Saucy, spicy, and oh so delicious. Find Pizza Ranch at 916 Gateway Drive in Baraboo or give them a call at 608-448-2215. That's Pizza Ranch, where every bite is a home run.
We are back, ready for the kickoff here at Flambeau Field. The Rangers kicking it away to the Thunderbirds, who they lead 43-0. 6 minutes, 16 seconds left in the third quarter.
Ben, there is one more baseball game on tonight, I believe, right?
Yeah, the Rangers still up, or the Mariners, I should say.
Mariners up 1-0 in the 5th is what it sounds like. Keeping an eye on all sports tonight.
Another end-over-end squib kickoff. That's going to go out of bounds. T-Birds will take that one all day long. Give them favorable field position here to start this drive.
You know what's nice about high school is you still see the kids actually run down the field as soon as the ball is kicked. That NFL is so goofy, where
it's
they
weird
just
now, yeah.
you know, until the ball is touched, then they can start running. And, you know, the NFL's, they got to just make up their minds.
They're trying to figure that out, I think.
You know, it's a shame. You know, they get paid millions and NFL's worth billions of dollars. And you think, how hard is it just to come up with something and not change it every year?
So the T-Birds will have the ball first and 10 at their own 35. And we've got a big day here in Baraboo, whether you're a local or perhaps listening from afar. Fair on the Square is tomorrow from 9 to 4 on the Courthouse Square in downtown Baraboo. Should be a beautiful day for that.
Boy, that's perfect for downtown Baraboo.
T-Birds have two receivers to the right, one to the left. Poker takes the snap. He's going to throw it to the running back, Huselman. Little flare screen. He's across the 40. He's going to be close to a first down at the 45. Nice looking play on first down.
First down, Thunderbirds.
They'll move the chains. First and 10, T-Birds, as they approach midfield.
They went back to the first well. We did see Logan jump that once successfully, but however, since then, Baraboo hasn't run it as much, and they've sprinkled in different plays, and so Logan's having a tough time guessing now when it's coming.
Three receivers to the left, one to the right. Now Huseman's heading over to the right as well. So five wide for Poker and the T-Birds. He takes a shotgun snap. He wants to keep this one. This is a quarterback draw. Up the gut. Short game. Poker picked up a couple. It'll be second and 8.
And these are so quick, you can tell that these are all set up in advance. That one was absolutely going to be a run by Poker the whole time. Poker. Sometimes, you know, the quarterback gets to decide. It looks like this play is exactly drawn up one way or the other.
So once again, we've got a couple receivers to the left, one to the right. We've got a back. That's Huseman behind Poker. He's waiting for that shotgun snap. Oh, no, I take it back. Poker's in motion. That's Huseman taking the snap. He's looking to roll off the left side, off left tackle. He's got a little bit of room to run. He's across midfield.
Huseman on the direct snap.
Huseman with a nice pickup. That's going to be a third and short.
Give him 4 yards on that. Huseman did a nice job creating something out of nothing. He was almost brought down in the backfield. Ran, oh, you know, that's one of those where he ran 25 yards and picked up four.
Right, he was able to evade that tackler in the backfield.
From one hash to the other and around.
So it'll be third and about 3 for the Thunderbirds. They are into Logan territory. 4.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Four receivers to the right. We know what that usually means.
Yeah, it's a direct snap. Oh, he's going
to throw it. Huseman fires to Poker, and the defense is not fooled. That's going to be a tackle for loss.
And that was kind of like watching it in slow motion. By the way, Baraboo has to go for it here. You know, don't punt.
Fourth and it's going to be about 8, looks like. Back on their side of the 50.
That was like that was totally in slow motion. Yeah. You could see that was all coordinated. Actually, I thought Poker would go up the middle, try to pick up. You know, it was only a 3rd and 3. I thought maybe he'd try to pick up that direct snap run again, and if he didn't get it, he was a yard short, you go for it on 4th and 1. Now you're looking at a 4th and 7, Rangers, and you have to pass.
Rangers have seen that look before. They were ready for that tunnel screen look and attacked it, made the tackle. 4th and long for the T-Birds. Poker in the shotgun. He's back to pass, looking left. Throwing left, he's got a man. That's Moon, but it's incomplete. Turnover on downs for the T-Birds. So Logan's going to take the ball. 3 minutes as we tick down with the running clock here.
Moon got two hands on it, but the defender made a great tackle, made basically contact as the instant that Moon touched the ball, and you have no chance to really catch that when your defender is hitting you at the exact moment. That was a very good play by the defender, one-on-one coverage.
So it's now 1st and 10. Logan, they are in Baraboo territory here as they start this drive. Got a backup quarterback in. That's number 5. Handing off to another reserve. Number 5 for the Rangers. The backup QB coming in. Ryan Thurman. And I thought that ball carrier was Will Howard, but I could be wrong. Let's double check these numbers here. A slew of substitutions for the Rangers in this blowout ball game, 43-0. Thurman again, hands off. This time,
nice tackle
for a loss. T-Birds are not fooled. That was Arnold in on that play.
And Ben, you said Gabe Arnold's our lead tackler.
He is, indeed.
This season, huh? And we call Husselman and Gabe a lot on the defensive side. And that time, Gabe Arnold, not fooled at all, brought him down for a one-yard loss.
So Howard has dropped. That sets up a third and 11 for the Rangers. Can the T-Bird defense get a stop here against the Logan Reserves? Thurman, 6 foot, 140-pound junior, looking to throw. He's going to be sacked. Drake Niles crushing the quarterback with a sack back at the 42-yard line.
Drake Niles came through untouched, and the quarterback never saw him. Fortunately, the quarterback was running away, so he didn't get totally blindsided and caught flat-footed. Otherwise, Niles probably would have took his head off.
So that brings up a fourth and long. That'll set up a punt.
That's one of the best sacks of the season that
sure
we've
is.
Seen.
Twin safeties back deep for the T-Birds. It's Arnold and Husselman. Rangers are going to punt it away. The punter is standing at the 30-yard line. He's got the snap. Kicks it away. It's going to be fair caught at about the 29 on the punt. I believe that was Marcus Simmons Jackson. T-Birds will take over.
I don't think we're going to get off a snap, Ben, before the end of the third quarter. This clock is rolling, and there's 25 seconds to say. We'll see if Baraboo does maybe hustle up to the line. It looks like they're going to if they want to.
Let's see what happens here. Now we get. Do we have a whistle? No. T-Birds have two receivers to the right and to the left. Poker takes the snap, hands off, working in between the tackles. That's Houston. That's a nice gain. He's across the 40 to about the 42. That's going to be good for a first down.
Give him 12 yards on
as
that carry.
We close the third quarter. So T-Birds will have a first and 10, trailing LaCrosse Logan 43-0. We'll be back with the fourth quarter after this on 99.7 Max FM.
There's no way around it. Buying or selling your home can be a complicated process. Hi, I'm Mike Wye with Weikert Realtors Great Day Group. I've been licensed in real estate since 1997 and have decades of business experience to help guide you through those complications. Connect you with all the licensed professionals to make the process go smoothly and make sure you are making the right decisions surrounding your investment. Most likely one of the most important decisions of your life. So let me help you simplify the process. When you are ready to buy or sell, reach out to me at 608-393-9372.
Look at you, having it together. You've got a car.
Driving in my car.
You have a house.
Going in my house.
Now get your car and house insured together with a State Farm agent. A local agent can help you customize your coverage and save when you bundle your home and auto insurance.
Don't wait. See Chris Stanton today, your local agent in Baraboo.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer, availability, amount of discount, savings, and eligibility may vary.
We are nearly ready to get underway with the fourth quarter. LaCrosse Logan leading the Baraboo Thunderbirds 43-0. As we approach the final 12 minutes, I am Ben Bromley, voice of the Baraboo Thunderbirds. Thrilled to be alongside my friend, forever Thunderbird, Brandon Wegner.
I prefer the term super senior on senior night, Ben.
Super senior.
Super senior.
You're one of those like COVID 25th year seniors?
There was a gentleman named Mike Cohn who used to go to all the Baraboo basketball games for years in the 90s.
I remember him, sure.
We would call him the super senior.
He was a super fan. Yeah.
He was a super fan.
Two receivers to the right and to the left for the T-Birds. First and 10. Poker looking to throw. Fakes long. Now he does throw long. He's got a man wide open. That's Hodges over on the left hash. I don't know if he lost it in the lights or what.
I think he lost it. I mean, that ball was
incomplete.
Seemingly not far off from him. And he was kind of turning his head back and forth as he ran, but I think that had a real good shot at being a big, big play for the Thunderbirds.
That pump fake was effective, and Hodges was running wide open. That could have been six for the T-Birds. Instead, it's second and 10. Once again, they'll deploy two receivers to the right and to the left. Husselman is behind Poker in the shotgun. He's going to hand off to Husselman, working between the tackles.
Uh-oh. He lost that ball, Ben.
And let's see
I'm not
who's
sure
got
if he recovered. No.
You are correct. The Rangers have indeed
number
recovered
33.
That fumble.
Number 33 for the Rangers. Robert Gordon, a sophomore with the big fumble recovery, and he will always remember his first fumble recovery in a varsity football game. That's fun for those young kids. Unfortunately, Baraboo's on the receiving end of that.
So it'll be 1st and 10 Rangers in Baraboo territory.
I only recovered one fumble in my career in varsity.
Yeah.
It was my senior year homecoming against Portage, and you know what? It's a lot of fun to recover a fumble.
Lineman gets to touch the ball.
Yes,
that's good
exactly.
Stuff. Here's another handoff to Will Howard. Oh, he's got some space in between the tackles, and he is rolling forward for a first down inside the Thunderbird 35.
Here by Rangers, number 28, Will Howard.
Will Howard takes that handoff from Thurman, rips off about 10, maybe 11 yards. It's 1st and 10, La Crosse Logan. So the T-Birds, they're going to wrap up their season at Sparta a week from tonight. Whereas the Rangers will host Holman in what we imagine will be a big clash for a couple of teams at the top of the conference. Holman comes in undefeated. Last we heard, they were trailing La Crosse Central. Thurman in the shotgun. That's a handoff to number 6. He's trying to work his way around the right end.
Jet sweep.
Far sideline. He's
got
some space. He might be gone. We're going to have to look up that number. That is West.
Touchdown, Logan. On a run by number
6. West?
O West.
I don't know what O is short for, but hey, West has himself a 34-yard touchdown
junior,
run.
Junior, little 5'7", 150-pound junior, O West.
TD run on the jet sweep, and that's 49-zip Logan. Now the special teams will come on, try to tack on an extra point here and make it a 50-burger.
Wind the clocks. Touchdown.
The kick team is on once again. That's Mel. Snapping the hole looked good. That kick did not look good. That misses.
Extra point is
so
no good.
So our score, La Crosse Logan. 49, Baraboo 0. We'll be back play. With the kickoff
with
after this on 99.7 Max FM.
Stop in today to test drive and buy your next new or used vehicle at Baraboo's Don Larson Ford Superstore or Don Larson GM Superstore. Don Larson now offers two convenient locations on County Highway BD and South Boulevard in Baraboo. Not ready to buy? They service all makes and models in both of their service departments. Your next vehicle is waiting for you at Don Larson GM Superstore or Don Larson Ford Superstore, Baraboo. Shop them 24/7 at donlarson.com and donlarsonford.com.
There's no way around it. Buying or selling your home can be a complicated process. Hi, I'm Mike Y with Weikert Realtors Great Day Group. I've been licensed in real estate since 1997 and have decades of business experience to help guide you through those complications. Connect you with all the licensed professionals to make the process go smoothly and make sure you are making the right decisions surrounding your investment. Most likely one of the most important decisions of your life. So let me help you simplify the process. When you are ready to buy or sell, reach out to me at 608-393-9372.
The Rangers, it's yet another short kick, and the Rangers are saying they grabbed this free kick just across the midfield at about the Thunderbird 47 or 48. The refs are digging through the pile.
I think Baraboo's got the ball.
Got to give us the ball here, right? 9 minutes, 30 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. The Rangers lead 49-0. Thunderbirds hoping to put some points on the board before they run out of time here.
See what Baraboo does here for their offense. They're going to stay still have the starters in. Poker, Husselman, Hodges, Stelzer, Drake Niles, they're all still in. Baraboo really needs to score if they're going to leave them in.
Poker fakes the handoff, and he's going to keep it around the left end. And that's a nice pickup. He got about 5. Maybe 6 on first down on a quarterback keeper.
I think he actually broke a big tackle and got darn close to that first down It's on that far
right.
Side, so it's tough to see it, but I think they'll end up giving him 8
Ooh,
yards.
Look at that.
2nd and 10, Thunderbirds. 2nd and 2, Thunderbirds.
That is as far away from us on the far side as you can see. You know, Ben, I've got younger eyes. Than you
do. It's going to be 2nd and 2 for the T-Birds. They are into Logan territory, hoping to make something happen with just over 8 minutes to play.
Plus, I borrowed some spectacles.
I got 3 receivers to the right, 1 to the left. Poker in the shotgun. He's looking to throw, looking left. Throws left, deep. far sideline over the head.
Yeah, number four.
Of his intended receiver.
Parker Wagner.
Parker Wagner. Just
one on one coverage. It was just a.
Poker's been just a little too strong with those long throws.
You know, that's just that gunner route where you just send one receiver down along the sideline as fast and as deep as he can go. And Poker tonight, I think that's about the third time he has overshot his receiver by 7 or 8 yards on that deep ball.
It's a good place for a shot play, right? Second and two and plus territory.
Yeah, and why not? Because, you know, it's still third and three. You're going to go for it if you don't get it here if you're a yard short.
Four receivers to the left. Direct snap to Houseman. He's just going to run it up the gut for the first down. You bet. He's across the 40. Pile driving to the 36. First and 10,
first down,
Thunderbirds.
Picked up about
8 yards on that direct snap.
T-Birds have a first down. 7 minutes to go. Ball will be spotted
first
at the 36 of Logan.
Ethan
Huselman, we've called his name all the time, both sides of the ball all year. He is a junior, so we do have the privilege of watching him next year.
Three receivers come out to the right, one to the left. Huselman is behind Poker in the shotgun. Takes the snap. He's going to fire it over to Huselman. Little screen. Huselman makes man one man miss. Nearly breaks another tackle, but he's brought down at the 35.
You got to pick up about two on that.
He's second along for the T-Birds.
Pass from Peyton Poker to Ethan Huselman.
Well, unfortunately, this is just not how you wanted the end of the year to go. Now, you knew this was going to be, again, another tough game. You know, Logan comes in after beating Reedsburg. Reedsburg put a licking on us, so you know the odds of winning this game are very, very small, but you want to, what you want to see is how much fight they have. You know, you only want to lose by 10, 14 points.
Have
unfortunately,
a competitive showing, yeah.
It's more of the same for the T-Birds.
Poker takes a snap, pitches it to Niles. Niles works around the right end. I'm sure it's Arnold. He is across the 25. He's going to have a first down on that nice little
pick up about 15 yards,
shuffle
actually,
pass.
On that little shuffle pass. And that's exactly what that was.
Arnold goes around the right end, picks up a first down on the near sideline. T-Birds have first and 10 at the Logan 22 with five and a half to go. T-Birds will go to Sparta next week, hoping to avoid back-to-back winless seasons. Three receivers split out wide to the left. Poker takes the shotgun snap, fires to the right. It bounces before it gets to his intended target. It'll be second and 10.
Pass falls incomplete to John Moon. Second and
Moon,
10.
Moon, the intended receiver on that one.
Moon, you know, I watched, what was that, Sing. I got daughters, and boy, we our family, we watched that movie Sing and Sing Tune, and it's all about Johnny Moon.
Johnny Moon.
Mr. Moon.
Poker's going to hand off this time. Huselman between the tackles. He's got some running room. He's across the 15.
And he keeps
He's
barreling.
Inside the 10. That's going to be a first and goal for Baraboo.
I think he just went down
first
from the
down, Thunderbird.
22 down to the 6, it looks like. We're going to give him 15 or 16 yards on that carry.
First and
nice
goal,
looking run for Ethan Huselman. T-Birds have first and goal. This is their best scoring opportunity since their very first drive of the game. After this play, we'll have a scoring update from Johnny Vegas. Another shuffle pass.
No.
This one is dropped. Now we're going to get a ruling on. They're going to call that an incomplete pass.
Oh, okay.
That, as we were saying,
was it forward?
It functions like a handoff,
yeah,
but really
yeah,
it's a pass.
Complete.
So it's going to be second and 10 as that shuffle pass was mishandled in the backfield.
You know what the best part about that whole thing was? Even though we almost lost the ball, we at least got confirmation that those are passes.
Because we got
something
right.
This whole time, you're like, oh, man, is that a little you know, we talked about how Favre used to do that little shuffle pass, and they'd call it a pass, but it was more like a handoff. That's what the T-Birds have been doing.
Now we know. And that score update, Onalaska leads Toma 35-0, 10 minutes left in the third quarter. T-Birds got to get one player off the field. Now they're ready to go.
This is Huselman. Snap up the gut.
Direct snap, nearly juggled in the backfield, but he recovered. I think he's got a touchdown. That's a thunderbolt. For the Thunderbirds, a touchdown into the south end zone. Ethan Huselman, 6 yards out. And the Thunderbirds are on the board. Thunderbirds. 49-6.
I think it was Heelsemann.
49-6. And the T-Birds going to try to tack on an extra point with the aforementioned Johnny Moon. Peyton Poker is down to take the snap.
Get in there on senior
that
night.
That kick is a beauty, but we've got a flag on the play.
It's our favorite referee on this side of the field who wants to throw some laundry down. And I'm sure we'll see what he does. And I think they're gonna make him re-kick.
I would imagine they're gonna make the T-Birds kick this
No,
again.
It looks like lacrosse.
Are they just gonna decline the penalty?
Decline
let them have the point.
The penalty and let them have the point. Interesting. Well, that's nice sportsmanship.
That is charitable. We'll be back with the kickoff after this on 99.7 Max FM.
Hi, this is Craig from the Baraboo Fresh Market. We are a proud sponsor of Thunderbird Sports. Stop in before or after the game. We're open 7 days a week, 4 a.m. to midnight. Baraboo Fresh Market has groceries, a wide variety of frozen items, and freshly prepared deli products such as meals and sandwiches to make your dinners quick and easy. Enjoy curry fusion foods available daily, 2 p.m. to 8 p.m., and the fish fries are on Friday, 11 to 6. Baraboo Fresh Market, 935 8th Street, Baraboo.
Welcome back to Baraboo High School. With under 3.5 minutes to go, we'll be wrapping up this Mississippi Valley Conference clash, which has been all across Logan. But good news, Thunderbird fans. Baraboo is on the board with an Ethan Heuselman touchdown run. It's now 49-7, and the T-Birds will kick it away. What do you think, Coach Wagner? Do you onside here for giggles?
No, I don't think you do. I mean, there's no point in onside. I mean, it looks like they're lining up to do just that, but there's 3 minutes left. You're down 42. I just think you kick it and play the game. You know, you just had Logan decline a penalty and give us an extra point.
So, yeah, right. I mean, you want to stick it to him.
Not that you're sticking it to him, but when you're down 42, are you really
going to? Moon is going to onside kick. It bounces across the 50. If Moon recovers it, the onside kick is successful. Moon grabs his own onside kick at about the 48. Gives the T-Bird something to cheer about. So the Thunderbirds will keep possession.
Moon recovers his own onside kick.
Offense will be back out on the field, hoping to put another TD on the board here with 3 minutes, 10 seconds left.
I'll be really curious to see if Baraboo brings back its starters. The entire second half, Logan's had its JV and backups in, and Baraboo's left its starters in. Now, a lot of that's to do with senior night. You get your seniors their
it looks like
last
the
home game, but they leave them in.
They're sticking with the starters here. Peyton Poker in the shotgun. He's got Ethan Heuselman behind him. He's looking to throw. Back to pass. He's firing deep. Long on the right sideline. Fighting for position. And they're going to get a flag this time.
Flag on the play.
That was Parker Wagner trying to get a step. The defender was step for step, but might have impeded his progress a bit down the near sideline.
They were definitely bumping and jostling for position the whole way down, and I think, if anything, that's illegal contact in the NFL, no doubt, on the defender. Here it's going to be pass interference because I'm not sure you've got a true illegal contact call in high school. So.
First and 10 for the Thunderbirds at the 32. Three receivers to the left, one to the right. Poker in the shotgun. Takes the snap, looking to throw.
Why not do it again, Ben? Launch it.
Now he's going to run. And he's got some room to go. He nearly slips a tackle, but he's brought down at about the 28. Looked like he had a nice little crease, but he's tripped up. It'll be second down for the T-Birds. Under 2 minutes to play. Second, and they're going to call it about one. T-Birds hoping to put some more points on the board. They trail 49-7. Ben Bromley and Brandon Wagner here with you on 99.7 Max FM. Poker back to throw again. Over the middle this time. A sliding catch attempt. Did he get it? No.
Now,
incomplete for Drake Niles at about the 5 yard line.
Drake wanted it. It was a great play. Beautiful slide across the middle down at the 5 yard line, but I think it came up about a half yard short and skipped into his breadbasket. Nice play. I mean, it just came up short. What, Niles was open.
Third and one for the T-Birds. Three receivers to the left, one to the right. Heuselman behind Poker. He takes the shotgun snap, looking right. He's going to throw to Heuselman. They're going to get the first down here on the screen pass, and he's going to get to the 15, 10. He's going to have a first and goal for the Thunderbirds, but we're under a minute to go, and the clock is running. T-Birds now playing a little hurry up. They might only get another play or two.
I think we picked up 18 yards on that reception.
First down, Thunder Bears.
T-Birds have first and goal, 38 seconds left. Poker in the shotgun, barks out the signals. He's got it, fires left side. Receiver's open, but juggles it twice.
Goodness.
Was that Hodges?
Yeah, it was Hodges.
Just couldn't get the handle on that
one.
On the left side of the line. So it's second and 10, and the clock is still running with this being a running clock scenario. So the T-Birds might only get one more play here. 17, 16, 15 seconds.
This is last play of the game.
Poker looking left. Firing across the middle. Hey, he's got a man open. Incomplete. Batted away from Drake Niles inside the end zone. Oh, a golden opportunity for the T-Birds to score a touchdown on the game's last play. But give the Logan defense credit for swatting that one away. So our final score, La Crosse Logan 49, Baraboo 7. It was Logan throughout here at Flambeau Field. The Rangers improved to 6-2 overall, 4-2 in the Mississippi Valley. Thunderbirds fall to 0-8. We'll recap this game for you after this on 99.7 Max FM.
Hungry for a deal that will make your taste buds dance? Swing by Pizza Ranch in Baraboo. This month, grab a large specialty pizza for just $12.99 or two medium pizzas for $22. Got little ranch hands? Kids eat free on Tuesday nights. And don't forget, Thursday is wing night. Saucy, spicy, and oh so delicious. Find Pizza Ranch at 916 Gateway Drive in Baraboo or give them a call at 608-448-2215. That's Pizza Ranch, where every bite is a home run.
Welcome back to Baraboo High School, where your final score is La Crosse Logan 49, Baraboo 7. We've got another scoring update from Johnny Vegas. Reedsburg just went up 21-10 over Sparta with 7 minutes left in the third quarter. There are some games that are well behind us here with this running clock situation. And we have not been able to track down any updates on that Holman La Crosse Central game. But if we get any, we'll pass those along. So for the T-Birds, this is their final home game of the year. Next up, they'll be traveling to Sparta, hoping to finish the season on a high note. Last we heard, the Spartans were trailing. That would drop them to 3-5 on the year. As for the Rangers, they're going to be gearing up for a big home game versus Holman, who may or may not be coming in undefeated, depending on the outcome of that game against that game against Central. One more time, we want to remind you of the sponsors who make Max FM Sports broadcasts possible. These include Baraboo State Bank, banking better together, Don Larson Chevrolet Buick and GMC, and Don Larson Ford, your trusted local dealer. Chris Stanton and the State Farm Agency, she's your agent for home, auto, renters, and life insurance. Pizza Ranch of Baraboo, Mike Y. of the Weikert Realtors Great Day Group, he'll help you simplify buying or selling your home. And our gold sponsor, Baraboo Fresh Market, creating the kind of shopping experience you deserve. Brandon, what do you have for us in the stat department?
Stat department tonight, we had who other than Ethan Husselman leading the Thunderbird offense with about 70 yards receiving, 60 yards rushing, and that rushing touchdown there. Peyton Poker came out throwing tonight about 60 to 70. I think I missed one of the catches there late in the game on one of those final drives. We're going to call it somewhere between 60 and 70 yards passing. 23 yards on the ground for him. He had a number of keepers that would pick up 4 or 5 yards at a time. We had Drake Niles had a couple of catches, 14 yards. Hodges had some catches in the first half for 26 yards and 3 receptions. So
we got another,
not nearly enough.
We got another score update. Of course, this is just Johnny Vegas sticking it to me. Prairie du Chien 28, Lancaster 26 at the end of the third quarter. My Flying Arrows are trailing, but no doubt they will be poised for a fourth quarter comeback. And Feldy has an update for us. The score remains La Crosse Central 20, Holman 6 with 4:15 to play.
Wow. That's an upset. We got an upset alert.
Well, Brandon, with this being our final broadcast of the season, how do we spin things forward to the next football season?
You know, you got a couple of key juniors coming back, and Ben, they haven't had a win in 2 years. And there's no way to slice it. You got to erase this season. Now you have another shot. You're going to be playing Sparta. Sparta's 3-5 coming into next week. We're going to assume they're going to lose to Reedsburg. So you have a chance. You need to rise up, and you really need to show. Baraboo, you know, Toma, Portage games this year, they could have won those games.
Both these last two years, they've been winnable games.
They've been winnable games, and they've kind of just let penalties and things like that and the big plays get away from them. So, obviously, you just set your sights on Sparta, and you throw the kitchen sink at them, and you try to get these seniors out with a win.
No doubt. That would be an excellent way to go out. Well, we thank all of you for listening, all of our sponsors for bringing you Max FM Sports. One last time for this season for, what was it? Not just Forever Thunderbird,
Super
but
Senior.
Super Senior.
Senior night. It's
Brandon
Super
Wagner.
Senior.
I am Ben Bromley, wishing you a pleasant weekend. And we'll say, too, that we'll be bringing you Thunderbird basketball before you know it, boys and girls basketball on 99.7 Max FM, as well as on the Civic Media mobile app and online at max.fm. So, Thunderbird fans, we'll look forward to seeing you on the hardwood in just, boy, probably another month and a half.
I saw the varsity boys head coach out here tonight, Tyler Fish, with his kids watching the game. And already been talking to the head varsity girls coach, Justin Litcher, this year about girls club basketball.
There
you go. It will be a quick transition into the basketball season.
He just hit me up for officiating. He's already got a 3-on-3 tournament next weekend.
Yes, he does. My daughter will be in that, so be kind to her.
Unfortunately, I'm out of town. I can't make it. I wasn't ready for basketball gigs yet.
Yeah, they do their 3-on-3 tournament each October.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, anyway, we hope you have a great weekend. And remember, join us downtown for Fair on the Square if you're in and around Baraboo this weekend. For Brandon Wagner, I am Ben Bromley. We thank Tara back at the station for making us sound good all season long. Thank you for joining us on 99.7 Max FM.
Max FM Sports is brought to you by our sponsors, Baraboo State Bank, banking better together, Don Larson Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC, and Don Larson Ford, your trusted local dealer, State Farm, Chris Stanton, agent for home, auto, renters, and life insurance, Pizza Ranch of Baraboo, Mike Y of the Weicker Great Day Realtors Group will help you simplify buying or selling your home, and our gold sponsor, Baraboo Fresh Market, creating the kind of shopping experience you deserve.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the upper 30s. Sunshine and beautiful for your Saturday, highs in the upper 60s. Clouds move in Sunday, chance for showers late, and the wind picks up. Warmer highs in the low 70s. Looking for a great place to live, shop, stay, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently, it's 56.
Maximum hits. Max FM.
you think you're mad, too unstable, kicking in chairs and knocking down tables in a restaurant in a West End town. Call the police, there's a madman around, running down underground to a dive bar in a West End town.
In a West End town, a dead end world, the East End boys and West End
is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.